This is Dr. David dictating follow-up consultation on Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, last name Hoskins, H-O-S-K-I-N-S. Her date of birth is September 26, 1960. Patient seen for USMD Health System, and especially for Dr. Michael Avionshine, A-U-V-E-N-S-H-I-N-E, M.D., and Catherine Walling Price, P-R-I-C-E-F-N-P. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for your continued support. Barbara, a 61-year-old female, has been seeing me for the last few years. She has... essential thrombocytosis, a form of chronic myeloproliferative disorder. She had bone marrow and flow cytometry done in the past, and she has CALR, C-A-L-R mutation, CALR mutation, as well as her flow cytometry did show decreased expression of CD13, CD16, and CD10. New paragraph. Today she does not offer any specific symptoms. She says she feels fine. Physical exam, she is 5 feet 6 inch tall, weighing 153, blood pressure 113 over 71. She is normocephalic, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest is symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Her latest CBC that she brought was done in April, which showed WBC count of 6.7, hemoglobin 11.9, and platelet count was 846,000. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, essential thrombocytosis. New paragraph recommendations. At present, her platelet count, WBC and hemoglobin has been fairly stable, so no further workup or any treatment is required. Close follow-up with CBC might suffice every 3 to 4 months. Thank you again for your continued support. This is a progress report on Barbara Hoskins. Thank you.